Are fairy tales too old-fashioned?
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. A recent YouGov survey actually revealed that parents believe that many fairy tales are outdated, old-fashioned, and have no relevance in today's society. It seems that some people believe that some of the stories are just debased and absolutely completely misrepresent the way that women are portrayed in some of these stories. Mm-hmm. The damsel in distress, for example, where the prince is the chivalrous hero who saves the princess and slays the dragon. Are these the sort of things that actually are now politically incorrect? Or maybe some people feel that we've just gone too far. We're going to dig a bit deeper. But I actually have a horrible fairy tale here to tell. A fairy tale is just a veil for morals in a book, with illustrated characters that make you stop and look. Some are scary, wild and hairy, gruesome little stories, but none are more terrifying than Boris Johnson and the Tories. Yes,
I thought they were a myth.
Get in the myth and a little bit of politics there.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that that's the scariest fairy tale of all.
Yes.
But Clergyman Pete, I do ask you, you have children, and what is the scariest story of all that you could possibly tell?
Well, I don't think I can go much further than the blonde-haired ogre in charge. But seriously, these fairy tales... Oh, yeah. Really, it's very, very, very scary, some of them. I think that the scariest is Hansel and Gretel, who, you know, nearly get eaten by the wicked witch and cooked in the oven. And that's the scariest of the well-known fairy tales, that's what I think. But a lot of them do have...
It's not my part of Jamie Oliver's latest cookbook, just for your awareness.
They do have life and death situations. Some of them, the protagonists die, and you know, often that's changed to make them more suitable for younger children. For example, in Little Red Riding Hood, which developed over the years, does the grandmother die or not is something that that's questioned in it. And of course, you could have, in some versions, Little Red Riding Hood dies at the end after... The grandmother's been replaced by the wolf, and she says, looks at his teeth. My, what big teeth you have! All the better to eat you with. Now, these ancient stories become part of our culture, part of us growing up, and they help us to work through right and wrong and relationships with other people and when people are being dangerous. In fact, that sort of the scary nature of that, of someone being deceptive in that way, I'm sure that it helps you to develop this idea of being wary, cutting through your natural tendency to trust people, including strangers. I think these fairy tales are great stories, but they have great lessons to teach us. I think we're making a big mistake if we remove these fairy stories because they don't fit the latest fashion in how we think people should behave. We should instead, I think, have a little bit of humility and think that, well, as these have developed over the time, maybe, even though I don't agree with all aspects of them, maybe they have something to teach us and teach our children.
Well, let's try and put this into perspective, because the YouGov survey actually interviewed more than 500 parents. Not a lot, and a lot of you listeners are saying, but they all had children between the age of 5 and 12 years of age.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is that, according to the survey, the concept of female characters needing a male character to save them rankles with 58% of British parents. Mm. But two-thirds of British mothers... 66%, found the notion outdated compared with about half, that's about 49%, of their male counterparts. Now, crucially, the survey also found that 58% of parents in Britain think traditional fairy tales underrepresent minority groups. Yes, now here we go again. We're going to another level. And the important point was, though, that overall, 81% of parents in Britain with children in the stated age group think such stories in part worth worthwhile lessons. Mm. So they do recognize that there is something good about it, but I think that what they're saying is that they want to retell the story. So what our argument is, are we now at a point where we can and should retell that story, or are we actually deviating from the good moral fibers that actually sit within some of these fairy tales? I know that they're ancient and old, but that doesn't mean to say that they're outdated. They Yeah. actually are things that maybe we should go back to rather Yeah. than dismissing them and rewriting them. And that's really the point of debate. Are we actually watering down the chivalry? Because we don't want to lose that. And Clergyman Pete, we mentioned the fact that actually it's not necessarily the woman who is actually the weaker part in this. Because we want to talk about the love aspect and what female characters bring there.
I think that's why what we're talking about is the fact that there's different sized sorts of strength. Now, I want to say at the outset that it's not that the rewriting of the stories that I think is wrong. I think you can rewrite stories, and sometimes that can be very funny. And it adds to the creativity. You're using some extra creativity. It's the fact that it's really that they're wanting to alter them for the wrong reasons and in the wrong way. That's what I'm saying. That we kept these particular stories, particularly when we're talking about men being chivalrous to women, show men Correct. Being strong. So women should expect men to be strong. They're strong. They should, to want to protect them. And in fact, most men. Do that. We should encourage them to want to protect women, to be chivalrous, to be caring for women, to use their toughness to protect women and not to attack women. And the women themselves are able to show love, to inspire this devotion from the man, to give the man moral direction. Now, this has been part of our society, been part of society for many years, that women civilize men. And I think that's what the stories are about. They encapsulate this, the absolute strength of a woman, the emotional strength of a woman. Why is that less important than the physical strength of a man? There are some women who are physically very strong, and there are some women who emotionally are very weak, because what we're talking about is generalities here. But if you have a story that's available for everyone, of course there's going to be generalities. But in general, that's the way the relationship between the two sexes works. And to encourage people to be able to relate well within the sexes and encourage that their natural inclinations are good is the way that these stories work. If you change them, you will find, I'm afraid, that many girls who really do want their handsome prince to kiss them and wake them from a slumber and take them away to something dreadful, but take them away to the house or the palace that he owns, that he's going to provide for her with. Mm-hmm. That they do want the man to rescue them when they're in trouble, and they dream of that. And if you think that they don't dream of that, and you smack that out of existence and say, no, you're reading this story, then you're doing them some harm, and you are in the end going to be harming their chances of having, I'm going to take it this far, of having a happy life, because the relationship between men and women is perhaps the most important relationship that we have.
Yes, well, and I think that's an important point. So parents in this survey have obviously given their views. But interestingly, what the YouGov survey didn't do was actually interview the children. Now, I think that that's a really important angle because, because 5 and through to 12-year-olds are more than capable of giving an opinion. Mm. And I know that, Clergyman Pete, you and I would probably have to cast our minds back about 1,000 years to go back to that age when we were looking out on the world. But I think that, I would be somewhat distraught to be told a different type of story, thinking about what your role is. And you're right about, the way that children's minds work. They want to be guided, but they also want imagination. And the thing is that when you go into a library or when you go and look online, there are these traditional books. we could be sending out conflicting messages here if our parents are saying one thing and then we look at these other materials that are, you know, quite established and very successful and for very good reasons. So, yes, it is a peculiar one. So, Clergyman Pete, I was also keen to ask you then. So, as we sort of think about, you know, the fairy tales of the future, is there one particular one which you would say that, you know, is there a story you can think of maybe a businessman who might be, you know, there changing the world and being the superhero of? I just wondered whether there was something there that, or am I just a fantasist? Perhaps.
Are you saying the story of Mark's great business enterprise?
Oh, yeah.
Should be,
well, I just wondered, just thought, well, they may be there.
Well, I tell you what, just in closing, I wanted to say that the fairy stories are being written and new ones rise up. Think back a few years to the story of Spider-Man, the superhero who gets these special abilities, and with great strength comes great responsibility. And in his story, he rescues his aunt and he rescues his girlfriend, and he has to keep his identity secret so that he can go and rescue people and use his strength and his powers in a good and honourable and chivalrous way. These stories are still being written, but these ones that have stood the test of time are obviously the ones that really hit home, the ones that that are enabling us to keep our culture and society together. As you know, the Bible is actually older than many of these stories, and it has many stories that are well known in it that also help. But they're not exclusive to the Bible that that stories can have an impact that can change you for the better. And as I say, the problem with manipulating them to fit in with the latest politically correct ideas about what men and women should behave is not that you shouldn't do any changes, but rather that's a rather fragile concept of men and women. This fact that, you know, men shouldn't be men, women shouldn't be women. We should try to hone them, make them more like each other. No, we should be supporting people for who they are. That's the real loving thing to do.
Yes. Well, listeners, are you a prince or are you a princess? And if you're a dragon, we'd definitely like to hear from you. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts about fairy tales. Maybe you've got a story to tell for us. We'd love to hear from you. So join us again next time for more topical topics with Clergyman Pete and the Businessman Mark.